A public apology delivered by five Stormont ministers in the last hour. The long-awaited apology was recommended following an inquiry which reported in 2017. Ministers from each party in the Northern Ireland Executive spoke in the Assembly Chamber. First up was Education Minister Michelle McIlveen from the DUP.
Today we say that we are sorry. Whilst in the care of the state, you were made vulnerable. We did not ensure all our residential homes were filled with love and safety. We did not ensure these homes were all free from hunger and cold, from mistreatment and abuse. It was the state's responsibility to do that, and it failed you. We neglected you, rejected you, we made you feel unwanted. It was not your fault. The state let you down.
Referring to one of the inquiry's key recommendations, compensation, Sinn Féin's Conor Murphy said victims deserve a redress process sensitive to their needs.
While no amount of financial redress can ever make up for the pain you've endured, we hope it can in some way provide reassurance that your suffering has been recognised and acknowledged and allow you the possibility of moving forward with appropriate support. You deserve a redress process that is sensitive to your needs. We listened to your experience of the redress process, and we hope that changes coming from the independent review will make redress a journey a much more victim-centred process.
We can talk now to our Northern correspondent, Conor McCauley. Conor, just the context for what's been happening this lunchtime at Stormont, that report in 2017 which said as part of its recommendations there should be this public apology.
Yeah, Brian, it's really a day of public acknowledgement of the pain that was suffered by the people who were here at Stormont today, I suppose. As you say, it was a recommendation of that public inquiry back in 2017. What that did was it looked at the experiences of hundreds of young people in 22 church and state-run children's homes and other institutions between 1922 and 1995. And essentially what it found was a catalogue of physical, emotional and sexual abuse. Something in the region of about 400 people came forward to that inquiry, but it was much, much wider than that. And we get a sense of that because we see from the numbers that have applied to the redress board that was talked about there, 2,000 people have made applications to that redress board and £30 million has been set aside by Stormont by way of compensation. But today really was about that formal recognition of the terrible wrongs done to people in those institutions where they really should have been cared for. We're going to hear from two women now. One of them is Margaret McGuckian, who basically led the campaign for the public inquiry and I suppose really got Northern Ireland in some respects to this day. She led a support group for survivors of historical institutional abuse. And then when we've heard from Margaret, we're going to hear from Kate Walmsley, who was a woman who was in one of those homes in Derry where she was raped by a priest, she told me this morning, between the ages of 8 and 12.
It means a lot. It means an end of a chapter, a very, very long chapter. You know, nobody said sorry to us as young children. You know, we've been crying out for someone to listen to us. It's been a very long time coming. This is the 15th year even of the campaign for someone to listen to us. And we've even had to lobby them continuously to listen to us here in this day and age. You know, 15 years ago, we started a campaign here, a petition calling for an inquiry into institutional abuse. We never thought it would take this length of time.
I was more traumatised again for the 9 years that I've been running to our government, fighting our government. To me, it will just be a performance, you know, for them. But I have forgiven them. You know, the priests who raped me, and I'll leave it in the past.
Kate Walmsley, one of the survivors who were listening to this apology at Stormont today. Conor McCauley is still with us. It's clear, listening to what those survivors had to say, Conor, that this is a long-awaited apology promised by this report and something that is significant.
Oh, it's a hugely symbolic day here, Brian, in Northern Ireland, and partly because it took so many years, as you heard there, to get to this stage. I mean, just speaking to people this morning, I really think there's going to be a range of emotions as they sit up in the Stormont Assembly Gallery there and listen to this formal apology as it unfolds. Some people are content that this day has come. Some people are understandably still very, very angry about what was inflicted on them. So I expect a lot of emotion as we move towards the close of proceedings. And a little earlier, just before things got underway, I managed to catch up with Fiona Ryan, who's the Commissioner now for the Survivors of Institutional Childhood Abuse. And I asked her simply just to sum up what she thought the importance of today was.
I think to understand the significance, we have to understand what it's actually been apologised for today. And we're talking about the systemic abuse, the physical abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, and neglect of children in residential institutions across Northern Ireland. The public inquiry called for this apology, but the public inquiry itself was a result of the victims and survivors themselves pushing open the door to the inquiry.
Fiona Ryan, the Commissioner for the Survivors of Institutional Abuse in Northern Ireland, ending that report from Conor McCauley.